come to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Where's the mayo? Where is the mayo? Welcome back, my friend, Chef and the Fat Man, live from Cook's Warehouse, where Lisa is chortling as we are scraping, or what would you call it?
Actually,
taking it off the poffle iron.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those of you who have never, this is one of the rare places where you can actually buy a poffle iron. Oh. And it's, well.
Are we now calling it a poffle iron?
Yeah, it's okay. A poffle iron. You called it a poffle iron. I thought it was very good. Why would we call this a poffle iron, Chef Eric?
Because we're making a poffle on it, which is a tater tot or potato.
Oh, this is so beautiful, man. I swear to God, this is something I'm actually getting excited about.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can do this right here. So turning it over didn't work. So we're going to serve it this way. So this works, and when I tested it, works really well on a single waffle iron with a round, okay? But that's okay. This off here.
I was going to say, if you have to tear it off, throw it on a plate. You know?
Well, it's a gooey, messy.
And why do you think it's so good? Oh, man.
It's just not pretty on the plate right now, but.
No, it's beautiful.
But it does actually, if you do a single waffle, like a round waffle iron. It works out really well. Hold on. Now you can take the picture. So there you go. There it is. I'll turn off the griddle.
That's just beautiful, man.
So let me take a knife, and we'll cut some portions out.
Now you portion it. Everything else you give huge portions, but the one thing I like, you really like, you're gonna weenify it.
Yeah, well. Have to make your day somehow.
Yeah, well, thank you.
All right. So we'll cut these in probably fourths.
Now, this is something, probably start to finish, you're going to spend about 30 minutes.
So let me explain why I did this recipe.
Okay.
So the kids are home in summer.
Yes.
For summer right now. And here, let me, Mike, I'll make this one that you can take a picture of. There you go. So this is a great thing to do with the kids. That's kind of what I was thinking. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I'm going to cheat and actually Facebook this one out right now.
Oh, yeah, live Facebook. So there we go. There's our grilled cheese made on the waffle iron with tater tots as the bread. And, hey, by the way, this is gluten-free.
Ah, funny you should mention gluten.
Funny.
It was in the news this week.
Yes.
There's a study done by a doctor out of Sydney, Australia, where he took 3,200 products, multi-nutrient type things, where he took, like, on the potato, pasta, bread, and then he took the other, which was cereal, ice cream, cookies, and he took the nutritional value of the gluten-free versus the gluten with the glutens in it and how it affected, you know, whether it was healthier for you.
Right.
Found out absolutely not. It really makes no difference, gluten-free.
Gluten-free, however, hurts you.
However, if you have celiac, then you absolutely need the gluten-free. But if you, because people, like everything else, people get crazy. They go, oh, gluten's got to be bad for you. I mean, I heard about Bobby Jesus. You have glutens in your... Well, it's horrible for you. Well, you know what?
Your body needs the gluten. It's an essential protein pair.
And just like, what did we hear about salt?
And
what did we hear
foods.
About saturated fats?
And cholesterol foods.
And cholesterol. So all you people that run around, you food police, there's another word I have for it, but that's even even uglier. When you try to tell people, you can't eat that, it's bad for you. Don't eat that bacon, it's bad for you. Don't eat that salt, it's bad for you. Well, guess what, weenies? Back off, because give science a long enough time, and it will prove you're wrong.
So let's see. I'm all right. Bite here.
It just looks so right.
Mm. Yeah, that worked. You see the serving Michael gave himself over there?
God, that's the advantage to being the engineer. There ain't much, but that's one of them. Yes. Oh, man.
Well, he got the food art part of it down. You know, I plated it, and so it made a great picture, but it turns out that whole plate went to him. So. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
What do you think?
Oh. You got to have one, Lisa. Come on. I know you're skinny, but join the ranks.
Actually, I'm going to use that, so, with the bacon oil. That's part of it, yeah. Okay, so.
Outstanding.
Good, right? Just a silly little recipe, easy to do with the kids, and great way to make a gluten-free grilled cheese sandwich.
Huh.
All right. Next recipe. I'm going to start. Let me get my oven up to speed here. Go at 375.
After this, why do you even want to try to do anything else? You can't possibly climb the culinary ladder any higher than
any
this.
Any higher than the...
Oh, man.
So I'm going to take an onion. And we're just going to do a quick little dice on it. Take the outer... cut the top and bottom of the onion. Take the outer peel with the skin. Cut it in half. This is a pretty big onion. So I'm just going to dice one half of it. Run my knife down through it, not cutting through the tip. Sort of angling in at the sides. And that's how we get a nice small dice. There we go. So these onions that I've diced, I'm going to throw in my pan over there that we had the bacon grease from the earlier bacon.
You mean the bacon oil?
Bacon oil. That's it. Exactly.
Now we're even, because you corrected me the first time. I got you the second, so we're even.
Yeah. And we're going to let this come up to temperature, and we'll go ahead and drop our onions in that bacon oil that's already in the pan. Plus, it's going to have a little flavoring of the jalapeno. It'll give it some nice little spice.
Do you know what's great? Watching the facial expressions on Lisa while she's eating this. Because if you met Lisa, she's very slender, very nice. And you look at that, and she's eating it, and her face shows like, I really shouldn't. But, oh, this is good, but I shouldn't say it's good. I mean, it's
How
just...
Is it? Is it all right?
There we go.
Love it. Okay, so I've got some different lamb sausages here. I've got some merguez and some chicken, or some lamb feta sausage for our next dish.
Lamb feta sausage, interesting.
Yep, over there at the Whole Foods. Some of the pre-prepared sausages that they make right there, by the way. Now, this isn't coming from some bulk pack or something. And I don't really care about these staying in rounds. I'm really more just dicing it to... It'll start breaking down because this is going to be used on our flatbread. So while the onions go here, one of the other things that breaking down the sausage into that smaller dice is going to do is it's going to allow us to cook it a lot faster. So we'll take the onions here. And... that's picking up all the nice leftover goodness from the bacon and the what we call the fond or the little
the residual.
Residual that's in the base there.
Bet you didn't know I knew that word.
Yes, that's good. And actually, now we're gonna go ahead. Onions aren't totally translucent yet. They don't need to be.
Ooh, look at you, translucent man.
And I'm just going to go ahead and add my sausage to this mixture. And there we go. So that doesn't look half bad either.
Oh, it smells divine.
So when we come back, we're going to make a flatbread with this sausage.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to build some layers of flavor with harissa and some avocado and things like that.
All about food, fun, and celebrating a good life. Enjoy your National Caviar Day. We got a special guest coming up in a couple of segments. You won't want to miss it right here on Chef and a Fat Man, baby.